down. Wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
Shelton spoke to Bobby about the pros and cons of fame.
I liked it at first. I thought it was fun. I couldn't believe, like, you know, there was a paparazzi guy waiting outside our gate, and or if we tried to go through an airport or whatever, these people were follow taking pictures and stuff. And right when I did the voice is also right when Miranda and I got married, and so there was this extra layer of it just kept piling on more reasons to have more attention, you know. And then it became not so fun after a few years of that, and you kind of revert, start not leaving the house as much, and you reconsider, like, well, I wanted to go to the store, but not today. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our Audible pick of the day is The Dinner Party. You're broke and about to be evicted. Choose how the story ends in this interactive thriller by author of The Housemaids. Listen when you sign up for a free trial at audible.com/Bobby Bones.
97.9 WFAX FM Nashville.
Big 98.
Let's go big, y'all.
615,
baby.
It don't get much bigger.
Come on. Than the Big 98.
An iHeart Country Station.
Guaranteed human.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show. Jeff Bezos is buying a $200 million condo in Beverly Hills. Jeff Bezos is buying a $200 million condo on Beverly Hills. So he is the third richest person in the world right now, worth roughly $200 billion. So the $200 million condo represents about 0.1% of his total net worth.
Mm.
So if I were breaking this down, the average American family net worth about $200,000. So him buying this house is like a $200 pair of shoes.
Mm.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Like, what do you even get in a $200 million condo?
Is it like a whole building?
Right. That has to be.
Or it's got to be the top.
Oh, well, it's got to be multiple floors.
It's got to be, yeah.
Not just the top.
And for sure, there's like a dungeon in there, right? Or you lock people up.
And a butler.
Yeah.
Does it come with people? Or just, you know?
You know, it would be a fun website to just track all his purchases. Just to see how he lives.
Yeah.
Every day.
And you can, if you don't have to go to the website if you don't want to, but you can just log on there and you can see, oh, you bought 30 Starbucks today.
Wow. It's going to have a 65-foot rooftop swimming pool.
It does feel like it'd be the whole building, though.
Yes.
Wow.
So it has a 65.
Why are they calling it a condo?
Well, that's just what it says.
22-foot ceilings, multiple kitchens, a private cinema, gym, yoga decks, and the private rooftop 65-foot swimming pool.
Does anybody else get to be in that condo building?
I think so, because it's an unfinished penthouse that is under construction at the Amon Beverly Hills development.
So I saw a story, too, about how there is a country club down in Florida, and I believe it's maybe close to West Palm Beach, and I'm just going to go from memory, where rich people can't get in. Bezos can't get in.
Yeah.
Ivanka and Jared Kushner can't get in.
It's called Indian Creek Country Club.
Are you
and
remember?
I'm
tell
not.
Us more, Amy.
Oh, Amy, okay. Amy, tell us about your club.
No. Now, all these people you just named, they own property, and these homes are millions of dollars, but they have not been accepted into the very exclusive club that I think has somewhere around 300 to 350 members. And similar to even clubs, you know, around here or in other towns, you have to get letters of recommendation from a certain number of guests. And so what this means, I think, too, is some people might be writing to keep them out.
So they have to go in front of a board, too, mm-hmm. and be fully accepted. And
so money doesn't buy you into this place because
they all have money.
Everybody has
money.
That.
And it has to be people you want to be around.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Old money. And they're more new. Maybe not Ivanka.
I mean, nobody has that. Nobody's ever had that kind of money. Yeah. Like, nobody's ever had money like Jeff Bezos has.
Right.
But that, I think Bezos threw a huge party and invited, like, the board to come out, and, like, only half of them showed up.
Wow.
It's funny they're getting a little taste of what, you know, regular America deals with.
That's almost like was it Brentwood or Riviera Country Club or something, whatever. Who's the guy that owns Playboy or used to own
Hugh
Playboy?
Hefner.
Hugh Hefner. So he was never allowed to be a member, but he did have a house on the golf course. So he bought all these parrots to just mess with the golfers while they were trying to hit, because his house was right by a tee box.
And they wouldn't let him in?
Yeah, they would not let him in to be a member. The Bobby Bones Show.
Been changing, but these folks around here, they ain't been. They all still windshield waving when they slow rolling past. We could live a little higher on the hog, but I don't think that we'd be no better off. Not everybody got that spot out in the 40. Some 10 point, but they shine, hanging like a velvet trophy. Fridays and parking lots outside of somewhere holy. Not everybody likes this kind of life. Chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. Open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fool of me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring. Pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about
gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Get to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream, and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. My tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Our audible pick of the day is The Dinner Party. You're broke and about to be evicted. Choose how the story ends in this interactive thriller by author of The Housemaids. Listen when you sign up for a free trial at audible.com/Bobby Bones.
One of the things I enjoy about back to school season is the feeling of a fresh start and kids getting a fresh start and new supplies, a new classroom, all the excitement, and hopefully just a little extra confidence walking through those doors. That's why I think about Dollar General and their yellow glasses project and why I think it is so cool. When you're grabbing notebooks or pencils or markers or backpacks, you know, all the stuff that kids need for school, you can also pick up a pair of bright yellow sunglasses for just $2. And those sunglasses do good. 100% of proceeds support teachers, classrooms, and nonprofit organizations working to improve literacy skills in communities all across America. The Dollar General Literacy Foundation has already awarded more than $292 million in grants to literacy programs across the country. So, when you're stocking up at Dollar General, grab a pair of yellow glasses and shine bright for literacy. The Yellow Glasses Project is a program of the Dollar General Literacy Foundation.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
They wake up in the morning and they drink their coffee black. They love their women, one be shy of a heart attack. On the way to work they might stop by a fishing hole. That's how country boys roll. Barbecue and have a cold one.
y'all up and moved you to the south. Back to U-Haul, crossing one tree yard to a tin roof shotgun house. You didn't know nobody, didn't talk too much. Had a rocking little body with a Yankee strut. A little shy side, a little wild side, with your long blonde hair all pulled up. You got in with some Southern bells, cut your jeans off with a rebel yell. Learn the talk of the Bible Bell. Now, girl, I knelt in you M-O-V-E. I love it, yeah, I love it when you get that beat. Boots on, stomp your feet. It's like you've been waiting all week to move like you do. All sexy and smooth, like you love to. Oh, girl, look at you. Legs and your hips, live oak moonlit. When that song hits, damn, you turn it loose. Stars of the southern sky, buzz of the fire. That throwback tune that I can't move when you move. It's like there's something in the air that turns you wild when a country song is way up loud and the sun goes down. Right about then you lock eyes on me. You got me where you want me, where I want to be. All up in the middle of your left and right, your side to side. Yeah, you're right on time when you M-O-V-E. I love it, yeah, I love it when you get that beat. Boots on, stomp your feet. It's like you've been waiting all week to move like you do. All sexy and smooth, like you love to. All the look at you. Legs and your hips, live old moonlit. When that song hits, damn, you turn it loose. Stars of the southern sky, buzz of the fire and ice. DJ plays that throwback tune, and I can't move when you move. The way you love, the way you feel the beat. C-O-M-E. Come on, I wanna see you move like you do. Sexy and smooth, like you love to. Girl, just look at you. Legs and your hips, live old moonlit. When that song hits, damn, you turn it loose. Stars of the southern sky, buzz of the fire. Playing throwback tunes. I wanna move when you, but I can't move when you. No, I can't move when you move. No, I can't move when you move.
Hey, it's Blake Shelton,
Brett Eldridge,
Chris Stapleton,
and you're listening to the Bobby Bones Show,
the Big 98.
The Bobby Bones Show, everybody roll.
Yeah.
They found bones near Nancy Guthrie's home, but they're not hers. But she lives near the desert, and I just expect there's a lot of people hauling people out to the desert and killing them and burying them.
Oh.
Don't you watch shows?
Yeah. I mean, I assume there's a lot of bones out there, but some of them, do they know right away if they're human bones?
I would think these are human if they're making a news story about it.
Okay.
And they're for sure not.
They say they're not.
That, I mean.
Why even put the story out? Because this is what I was reading this morning.
Thank you for that.
It says, bones were found near Nancy Guthrie's home, but they're not hers. There was never a story of bones are found, we wonder.
Right.
It was just bones were found, but we know they're not hers. So that shouldn't be a story. So then my mind goes, man, in the desert, I bet you people are just offing people and just putting them out there.
Yeah.
Constantly. The Mexican mob.
Or back in the day, the Vegas mob.
Yeah. Or cartel.
Yes.
Or a lot. You ever see, what's the movie with Emily Blunt where she works in the FBI?
Sicario?
That's a good one. So I just watched it, right? Like, I'm a little behind, but I just watched it. And like, what goes down over there on the American side?
Yeah.
That's like, I don't want to spoil it. The beginning of it, you guys remember it? Yeah. It's forever ago, I know. But I just discovered something. Oh, man. So yeah, they discovered human bones 15 miles from Nancy's home. They're not Nancy's. The bones were bleached white So what that means is the sun had been on them for a long time.
Okay.
So. Okay, I just had to Google how long it takes for it to get to bones, you know? And I thought, well, she's only been missing since February, which I know is a long time, but I thought to decompose down to bones, it would be years. And I guess in some conditions, depending on the weather, it could be. But in desert conditions, a body can skeletonize in as little as 9 days due to high temperatures and low moisture levels.
Yeah, I bet you people are just offing people like crazy out there.
Yeah, and I would think the animals take care of a lot of that.
Oh, what, true,
but
true.
There's not a lot of animals. There's just a few.
In the desert?
There's like four animals.
Really?
There's like a wolf, and he's thirsty. A cactus.
A coyote.
Yeah, that's it. There's all the animals.
No, the birds. The big birds, the ones that eat, the vultures.
Like a,
sometimes it's too hot down there. They want to... according to this, men who drink coffee have higher testosterone. So they study.
Eddie's like, not true.
I'm drinking coffee right now.
So they did this study over a long time in Finland, and they found that men who drink more coffee tend to have higher testosterone levels, with each additional cup per day associated with 0.29 increase. So five or more cups a day.
Oh, well, that's a lot.
No, that's too much.
Then there's negative. Then, okay, fine. Your testosterone might be a little bit higher, but then you got all these other negative things from five cups of coffee.
What? I don't drink coffee, so I don't know. What?
Well, I don't know.
Doctors say like no
things.
More than
like,
two.
Don't, yeah, like it's just not.
But what's a negative thing from too much coffee?
Can't sleep.
Okay, I don't know.
But if you do it in the morning.
Okay.
I don't drink coffee. I'm literally
asking.
Well,
some people, depending on how they metabolize it, like they need to stop coffee at noon or it can be completely disruptive to their sleep. Other people like you, apparently caffeine doesn't impact you. You could drink it at 5 o'clock. Rapid heartbeats, headaches, irritability, insomnia, restlessness. In severe cases, it may cause complications such as high blood pressure or heart damage.
But isn't that what you want by drinking coffee? Isn't that the result you're desiring?
All
like all of those things?
Yeah,
like,
but that's simply by drinking too much. If you drink it in moderation, you get the fun benefits of coffee.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
To me, which is just, I like the feeling of it. It's comforting to me. I love holding my mug, sipping out of my straw, and then also getting a little kick, a little jolt.
Okay. Well,
how many cups did it say?
Five.
Oh, yeah. That's
five.
A lot.
Yeah.
Five.
Let's play Stella Lefty Boston, Bobby Bone Show. Thank you guys for listening. Hey, hit us up. 877-77-BOBBY. That is our number. 877-77-BOBBY. Thanks.
On a train back to Boston, and we're jumping the gun, and I'm telling you, baby, this the part I'd run. But I like it when you're nice, like it when you're nice to me. Well, there I was, swearing I would never fall in love. All my inhibitions walked out the second you said what's up. So here we go, I'm throwing up the things I used to know. I hate to admit it, but I guess I'm not better alone. On a train back to Boston, and we're jumping the gun, and I'm telling you, baby, this the part where I'd run. But I like it when you're nice, like it when you're nice to me. I don't know where it's going, but don't wanna go back. And usually I'd leave right at the thought of that. But I like it when you're nice, like it when you're nice to me. jumping the gun. And I'm telling you, baby, this is the part I'd run. But I like it when you're nice, like it when you're nice to me. The Bobby Ball Show.
You see the Penn State story about the cocaine trafficking and no?
No.
Crazy. So 13 Penn State frat brothers charged with running a major cocaine trafficking ring.
What?
With some pledges forced to cut and package cocaine as part of their indoctrination into the frats.
No Dang. Way. Yeah.
So I saw this yesterday afternoon.
What?
I know. This is up your alley.
Yeah, this is my beat. And how did I miss it? And what do you do if you're trying to get into fraternity and they tell you this is how you get in?
You cut the cocaine.
What? No.
Okay, well, then you're not. Then you're going to go be in another one.
Okay, yeah. I'd rather.
I agree. I would. I was never in a frat, but I'm saying it.
I mean, that's quite the operation.
And very trusting of the pledges to keep their mouth shut.
Yeah. I mean, well, there's a lot of things pledges have to keep their mouth shut about, but this
But
is...
also, if I were a pledge, I would think this is possibly not even real. This is just a test.
Oh.
Like, okay. I would, that's me going, oh.
Right, right, right.
They're just seeing how loyal I am. This might not even be real.
This is just like, you know, creatine. Something white and powdery.
I bet you they were banking.
Two Penn State University frats are now at the center of a cocaine trafficking ring, leading to charges against 14 people. Officials said the cocaine was cut and packaged mainly at the Delta, Upsilon, and Sigma Chi frat houses before being sold mostly to other Penn State students. Two members were the main suppliers, making regular trips to Philly and New York. 13 of those charged were Penn State students. They were packaging and pledges were packaging some of it. The 14th defendant, the father of a student, is accused of trying to conceal evidence. It sounds, this is my brief reading of it, that he was just trying to protect his kid.
I was already thinking about the parents. Like, if they learn of this, and like, I assume a lot of them probably paying for their college, and they're like, and this is what you're doing?
Penn State placed Delta Upsilon on interim suspension and said it does not recognize Sigma Chi as an organization.
Huh.
Mm. So they were already in trouble.
They were already, yeah.
That means they were already kicked out.
They're now Sigma Coke. You know, that's their name.
It's funny.
How about that?
I mean, they've got to be doing this in a lot of colleges,
what?
Right?
I don't know. This sounds real. This is hardcore.
This sounds like a lot of people involved from specifically inside them. But yes, I would bet you there are these smaller operations of drugs in a lot of fraternities.
Yeah.
You ever see Cocaine Quarterback?
No.
Oh, so that's a good one.
It's on Amazon. And so Matt Castle, my partner on my NFL show, he played with them. But that guy was running drugs, but he didn't play quarterback. That's where it gets confusing. I think he's like a... special teams player.
Special teams, but I'm
why didn't they call them special teams?
Well, because
it didn't sound as cocaine special teams. Yeah. How good does that sound?
Well, then it's not confusing.
It said the title is Cocaine Quarterback, Signal Caller for the Cartel.
Yeah, because he was the quarterback for the cartel, not for the football.
Oh, okay,
team.
I got you. That makes sense. So
Castle was like, I was quarterback. Well, backup.
What cartel were these boys working for?
Uncovering the which one?
These Penn State boys.
It doesn't say what I saw.
But they're just the boots on the ground.
Well,
in
I know, but there's levels, and I don't know.
But they can buy from a seller who may not even be cartel that's buying it from a cartel.
Right.
Like, you don't have to be in the cartel to sell drugs.
Correct.
I know many drug sellers that were not involved in the cartel.
They
were
I know. I just want to know, like, that's like the umbrella.
Well, then won't you go undercover and chase it up?
No. We need to ask the woman you had on your podcast.
Mm-hmm. It's one of our biggest episodes. And that's not crazy to me because it was such a great episode. But, you know, we got Luke Combs and Kane Brown, and then we have someone who lived with the cartel, and that one just pops. If you go to the Bobbycast and you search for Mariana Van Zeller, it's her talking about going down and staying with the cartel and learning about them because they let her. And her whole story was, how do people do this and, like, not feel bad? And she said, well... you don't feel bad if that's what you've grown up in your whole life. That's just an industry. Like, you're 4 and 5 years old. You grew up. Your dad does it. Your grandpa did it. His grandpa did it. It's not like really a crime. It's just an industry.
So I get that.
I do too. But to have her tell it like that, I thought, mm-hmm. Oh, that's not somebody going, I just want to sell drugs. Like, it's a family business.
Yeah.
So, except for...
it's episode 580 of the Bobbycast with Mariana Van Zeller. It is so good.
El Chapo, he started at the bottom, and then he worked his way up. So it's not like, I don't know that he was born into it, but.
Well, you're even born around it. But even to be born into it, you are born young. I mean, just like if your uncles are just low level, you're just always seeing it.
That's true.
You know?
It just was interesting, his rise and how he took over some of the.
Sammy's beat.
She loves this stuff.
Sammy's beat. Give her some room, boys. She needs some runway to land this plane.
Yeah. My mind is blown that they're just like chilling at Penn State.
That they're having pledges.
And the pledges.
I don't know how it's found out. So when you say they had to keep their mouth shut, I don't know if one of them told or not. Because I read the story yesterday afternoon, read the update this morning, and that's what I got.
I mean, hopefully, I would be so terrified if I'm a freshman in college and I'm going to do a fraternity. Maybe you only go, you know, Sigma Chi or whatever because it's your legacy and you're all excited. And when your uncle was there 30 years ago, everything was fine. And then now you go in and they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to need you to cut and package this cocaine here. What?
All right. Your calls, we'll take them. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our number, BOBBY, 877-77-BOBBY. Back in a second.
The Morning Show's official YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search Bobby Bones Show, and subscribe today.
Bobby Bones.
This summer, DraftKings Sports app is now available in all 50 states. New DraftKings customers, sign in with the code BONES, spend $5, get 150 in rewards within 14 days, includes all markets. That's the code BONES. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Bet with DK Sportsbook.
Bet with DK Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut, call 888-789-7777. Visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois, 21 plus, void in Canada. Event contract trading with DraftKings predictions involves risk of loss. Availability varies. Predictions offer void in New York. Bet to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Trade to get predictions dollars that expire in 1 year. $50 in rewards issued every 7 days via click to claim for 14 days. One non-withdrawable reward redeemable. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Say I'm just a rough boy. I ain't no good for you, girl. It's a dead end street. Try to love me, yeah, I'll wreck your world. I can see why they're all talking, looking back at my past. I've got a bad. Be around.
don't you ever forget. Till my last day, till my last breath of everyone that can, I can love you the best. Till my last day, I'll be loving you. All the way up till they lay me down, 6 feet under the cold hard ground. Till my the best till my last day.
Now come on, Nashville, wake up.
It's the Bobby Bones Show on the Big 98.
Woo! Get your bones on, get your Bobby Bones on.
Bobby Bones, yo.
The Travis Barker documentary. It's on Hulu. My husband and I watched it last night. Amazing. I think he's just a super likable guy, arguably the best drummer in our generation, and a very interesting story. I was born in 1990, so I didn't know too much about his crash, but super fascinating story. 5 out of 5 drum set for documentaries. Highly recommend.
Mike D watched it Tuesday Reviews Day. What'd you give it?
I loved it. 4.5 out of 5 tattoos. It's one of the best music documentaries I've ever seen, but I'm also a huge Blink-182 fan.
So how much does that weigh?
But they shot it over 10 years, so I feel like this is a really well-put-together documentary. It covers a lot. He's been through so much in his life. I feel like it's really good, even if you're not a Blink-182 fan.
Including the plane crash.
Yeah.
And they go heavy in that?
Heavy in that.
Oh, man. Play the next one, please.
Amy, I'm sorry to tell you, but you spoiled a toxic love story on Netflix when you were talking about it with Kat on the Feeling Things podcast. You told a major thing about the guy that I didn't know, and it really spoiled it. Sorry.
Really?
She doesn't fight it anymore, and that I can respect.
The defeat in your voice.
She just goes, dang, I did it again.
Yeah.
You don't remember doing that, Amy?
I do not.
You guys also, if you watch something great, leave us a voicemail. Tuesday Reviews Day. We'll be up on the podcast today. I did watch 4 movies. So hit that up.
This is why I just got to say nothing.
Yeah, fair. I do want to go to Sean in Naples, Florida. We're talking about cartels and that Penn State story where all those kids were like helping cut drugs in the frat. Hey, Sean, you're on. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah, you were spot on with, like, people growing up into it, you know, because Everglades City, which, you know, it's Collier County where I live, and I've got friends that their grandpa, their dad, their cousins, I mean, everybody, you know, hauled drugs when the fishing was bad. So it was like just normal day. It wasn't, nobody thought anything of it.
And that's in the States.
Like, and down the road, with this, they'd be hanging out the back of their truck. Nobody cared.
Yeah, there's a lot we don't understand about different cultures inside even our own country. Sean, I appreciate that. But that episode with Mariana Van Zeller on the Bobbycast taught me a lot. Thank you very much, Sean. Appreciate that. Let's do one more. Amanda in Wyoming. Amanda, you're on.
Yeah, so I'm driving to work this morning listening to your Giving Tuesday where you were discussing, like, going through your email, you found a girl plays league soccer, I believe. And you were going to help him out. And Lunchbox was like, that's retarded.
Whoa, we don't say that word, though.
I did not say that.
We don't say that word.
Okay, stupid.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay.
But, sorry, my bad, Lunchbox. I love Lunchbox, and I think sometimes y'all give him a hard time. But today I got to give him a hard time because I live in a rural area. My daughter's wrestling team is 5 girls. She's the only one in her weight class. So for her to excel, I have to drive at least 40 miles to get her on a league team so that she can succeed because her dream is to go to college. So I have to pay that. And 40 miles a day one way, so that's 80 miles a day. Like, financially, it does burden you, but you're doing what you want best for your kids. So the financial side of it, I get it. I see that. I was like, wow, I get the financial side of it. And I'm so grateful that you help people out in that scenario because not everybody lives in a city where we have the option of having big school teams or having that option of doing that for our kids. So we have to take on that burden. And there are times where I don't get what I want because I put all the money to my kid. So I get that.
Well, thank you. And
is this you calling asking for money for wrestling?
No, unfortunately, like, we'll figure it out. We always do. My daughter is actually going clear to Denver, Colorado to join a team down there to go to Kansas City, Missouri to wrestle because there's going to be colleges at this wrestling tournament in Missouri. So, like, we figure it out. It's not cheap. I wish she would have chose a cheaper sport, but that's what we do for our kids. Like, she's not the girly girl. She's going to be on the wrestling team. And so you do what you do for your kids. I mean, you want to see them succeed. And I've got one kid that just graduated high school and I'm paying for college at UW. So financially, I'm like, what can we do to help out this kid that's going to graduate this year to go to college?
I'm sorry to step on you, Amanda. Sorry about that. The wildest part about Lunchbox being upset about when I give money to people is it's not his money and it's not money he's going to get at all. Like, nothing about that goes to him. It's just me going, it makes me feel better to help people. So, and then I say, but only my Instagram DMs, because people will hit me up all over the place. That's the only, I keep it there. But then he gets mad, but it has nothing to do with you. Yeah, you're not looking out for me because you never look out for me. So that's not true.
Okay, then I won't say I'm looking out for you, but I just feel like people are taking advantage of someone that's being generous. And it's like, they are already playing soccer, but they want the nice, shiny soccer. Like, that soccer's not good enough. But I can't afford
nice,
that.
Nice, shiny soccer?
Yeah, travel.
Travel club. Soccer. Gold balls?
Oh. Club soccer.
Club soccer, what she needed. She wanted travel soccer.
I have to cut him off because it's disrespectful to Bobby because you feel like he's not capable of making a decision for himself.
Yeah, me. Like you don't understand.
You're this vulnerable
Yeah, like I'm getting taken
person.
Advantage of. No, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's weird. And she just called in to just say, hey, I understand the financial side. And then you accuse her of just trying to get
money
help
now.
And she never asked for that.
Amanda,
she was telling a sob story.
No,
there's
no
sob.
No, she was telling a relatable story.
No,
to try to convince
I get it.
You.
I get the financial side of it. Like, it is a financial burden. Now, am I going to take dinner off my table or send my girl to wrestling? Absolutely not. But the financial side of it is, it is expensive. And to have somebody that you don't know just reach out and say, hey, I'm going to help you today. It takes a weight off that some of these rural people like me, like I said, like my daughter's wrestling team is 5 girls. She doesn't have anybody her weight size to wrestle. She wrestles the boys just to get practice. So we have to travel. We have to put her on that league to get that exposure and to get that learning because she wants to go to college. And I'm not trying to like say she's the best, but the girl is good. She's placed every year at state. She's good. She just needs to succeed. And as a parent, I want that for her. So I get that. Maybe this is that parent. They can't, maybe there's no community soccer team that's free. Maybe there's no school. We don't have school soccer. So if my daughter wanted to play soccer, I'd have to take her somewhere to play soccer.
Well, I appreciate you calling, Amanda. It sounds like you absolutely love your daughter and you're supporting her. And that's really great. It's a great example. And thank you for having my back. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. Bye, Amanda. Yeah, okay. I don't know. It's not his money. That's the weirdest thing to me. He gets so upset it's not his money. But mostly I think he gets upset because nobody's giving him anything, except people give him stuff all the time.
Oh my gosh, no.
That's all. You guys hit us up if you want. 877-77-BOBBY.
Tell me something good.
Yeah. A Texas family has a very unlikely hero to thank after a massive fire broke out. Amy has the story next. And tell me something good.
Missed any of today's show or just want to listen again? Check out the Bobby Bones Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Get into the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
Way back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Get off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Bobby Bones is on.
The Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
Oh. Mr. Bobby Bones.
Pour me another drink. 'Cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more.
staying strong, cause brother C's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof and see the world. Make them drink strong, cause brother C's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof. See the world through whiskey glasses. Oh, see the world through whiskey glasses. Yeah. Line 'em up, knock 'em back. Knock 'em back, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, line 'em up, knock 'em back, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof and see the world.
Gets me through my morning commute.
The Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's 9 o'clock. The boys are all over. They talking that talk like they ain't getting older. They wanna go out. Get some names and some numbers. Find some tins in a bar with a tab they can cover over. They beg me to go, but I'm staying home, cause you already know. It ain't talking about girls, but I got a woman. Yeah, I got a woman right here in my hands. They talking about girls, but I got a woman. Yeah, I got a woman. And she got a man. Yeah, one of a kind. Yeah, one in a million. Supernatural high. Got me up to the ceiling. Baby, good as you look. Without even trying. Turn this house to a home. Whatever you want, girl, I'ma provide you. You're all that I need. It's hard to believe that used to be me. Just talking about girls, but I got a woman. Yeah, I got a woman right here in my hands. Ain't talking about girls, but I got a woman. Yeah, I got a woman. Oh yeah, and she got a man.
But I got a woman, yeah, I got a woman right here in my hands.
Time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
All right, there's a family in Texas, the Gerbers, and they have a pet goose named Goosey. And they were all asleep, and all of a sudden, Bert, the dad, he hears Goosey honking. I guess that's what you call when a goose is
honk.
Yeah. He heard it. He went outside, and he saw flames coming from the barn behind the family's house. So, because of Goosey's honking, that's actual audio of Goosey.
Oh, that's Goosey?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.